Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Marine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual landlady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It's time for another week of it. 4G Radio for the week of December 15th, 2008.
Boo.
What's boo?
Just a couple more podcasts left in this year.
Just one more.
No, yeah, just one more.
One more, because I'm out of town the last weekend of the month.
Boo.
Boo.
Man.
Zero tolerance is a bitch.
Boo earns. That's what I say. But judging by the pre-show warm-up, there's not going to be a whole lot of fondling. But there probably will be a whole lot of belching.
And there probably will be a whole lot of questions answered, at least.
Yeah, there'll probably be a whole lot of questions and a whole lot of Gambus sucking on the Java monster.
Oh.
But we have GambusCon in the studio.
Boo.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Hey, what was that boo?
What?
Which one of you booed?
So much animosity.
Oh, it was the cat.
Somebody from the peanut gallery.
Fuck you, cat.
Yeah. That cat's not a fan. Yeah.
And also with us, we have the Wombat Run Wumboat.
Nice. I love the extra emphasis you put on the end of my name.
I just sneezed on the show. It was good.
Bless you.
Oh. And then also with us, we have Boo Killer Wolverine.
Boo.
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 That guy sucks.
Yeah, he does.
Cut your hair, hippie.
Goddamn hippie.
What?
I just felt like yelling.
We'll start with some what you've been fondling. What are you fondling?
It's same shit we start with every week.
You fondling your console.
Try and keep up.
Yeah.
Fondling your systems. So we'll start with GambusCon because he's the only one that before the show didn't say I didn't play shit this week. In exactly that accent.
Okay.
Exactly that accent.
Alrighty. I played I played some games this week. First off, I played
Tinkle the Pickle.
What? Did you say Tinkle the Pickle?
No, Tickle.
I thought you said Tinkle. I do that every day. I Tinkle the Pickle.
Yeah.
Did you polish your knob?
Milk the cow?
Shine your helmet? Grease the monkey? Bop the baloney.
What?
Dude.
Make Flipper jump through the old right-hand loop.
Someone tells me this fondling this week is going to be quite interesting.
Well, go ahead. What were you fondling?
Okay. Got to clear my throat out.
No, don't do it.
Skip for sucking on a Java monster for too long.
Okay. Back to games. This week I played Left 4 Dead. It's actually a common thing nowadays to play some Left 4 Dead.
It's hip.
It's hip.
It's hip.
It's cool. Cool thing happening. To do. If you're not cool. Doing it, you're a square. L7 weenie.
Yeah.
Wow. You did not just say L7 and make a square with your hands.
Yeah, I did. I went there.
You L7 weenie. What the fuck? Are we in fifth grade?
Yes, we are.
Normally, in a situation like that, I would say I'm revoking your geek card, but instead I'm just going to say I'm revoking your life card.
Sweet.
I'm giving you a star on your geek card, though.
Is it a gold star?
It is a gold star.
Fucking awesome.
Your cat just got hit by this tube. Yeah, I bet you'll stay away from it next time, won't you?
I take it some of you guys have been hitting the NyQuil lately as well.
We felt like we had to keep up with you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But Left 4 Dead. It's like Tetris with guns and zombies.
Let me think about that one.
But then again, probably not.
The game is called retraction.
The retraction.
You fooled me.
Yeah.
I won't get fooled again. Fool me once, shame on you. But you can't fool a fool again.
But yeah,
that's an adult beverage.
But yeah, Left 4 Dead, pretty cool, freaking awesome, actually.
You know, or maybe not.
But let me see here. What other game did I play?
Okay, why are you asking me? I don't know.
I'm asking myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. DS. I played Chrono Trigger. Pretty sweet. Classic RPG. One of the best RPGs ever made.
I have a rock in my shoe.
Man, you are so enthusiastic, aren't you? Okay.
That's one of the best RPGs ever made. I have rock a rock in my shoe.
I got a rock in my shoe.
I want a rock.
Rock.
But, in my shoe.
But this week, I was at the local EB store, and I made a game purchase that I, you know, hadn't planned for. I was like, And
spur of the moment thing. Huh?
Spur of the moment, yeah. But of course, the manager that was at this particular store, he was a big fighting game junkie, and he's like, you know what, you need to pick up Jason. Or Gambus Khan. No, he said Jason.
The clerk calls you Gambus Khan. We got issues.
Yeah. You know what? You need to pick to play, Jason. You need to get King of Fighters Orochi Saga. So I did. I had a moment of weakness.
You buy it on PS2 or PSP?
PS2.
Okay.
Because I remember you talking about how it would pause in the middle of the game to load.
You don't want
to
play the PSP one.
The PS2 version is pretty good. It loads in the beginning of the game, and that's about it.
So let me see if your tastes and my tastes align. What are your two favorite games in the package?
Well, here's the thing. I've only played the 94 and 98. Okay. I wanted to play the first one and then the last one.
Gotcha.
To you know, compare. To gauge. And you know something? The sprites are actually much more detailed in 98.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell that, you know, they actually did put some more work into the character designs as the series went on.
Right.
Even though it might be subtle to the untrained eye.
But that's not your eye.
Your eye is very well trained.
You've got the queer eye for the straight guy.
You sent your eye to obedience school.
Yes. And
they should come out with a show called Geek Eye for the cool guy.
Indeed.
That would be interesting. Even though I hate reality shows. But anyway, King of Fighters, if you're into fighting games, this is a fantastic game to pick up.
If you're into fighting games, you probably already own it.
Yes, if you're into fighting games, you probably already own it. But if you want...
Considering they've released about 8 million Neo Geo or SNK collections in the last year and a half, you probably own all of the games on it in some form.
But, you know, I mean, there is a generation gap. There hasn't been, fighting games for a long period of time in this last decade.
Mm-hmm.
So... there might be a younger person, who's been gaming their whole life, but missed out on the frenzy of the fighting game franchise. So they might be wanting to catch up, you know, on their fighting game history. So this particular title, the Orochi Saga, it's a very, very good package. So for the PS2, it's roughly $20. You get five games.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good deal.
And some, bonus challenges and stuff.
Yes. You can also unlock, arranged soundtrack and stuff like that, which is awesome. Because, I like video game music. And I like, switching between arranged and original to see, which tracks of the particular stages actually sound better in the original. And sometimes the original track sounds better. And sometimes the arranged track is that's so much better than the original version. So I think it's kind of just fun to compare and contrast, the soundtrack. But, of course, I'm an ultra geek and nerd, and I'm sorry. I'm a sorry, sorry man.
you are not a sorry man, Gamus Khan.
I might be after I tell you the next game.
Never be ashamed of who you are. What was the next game you played?
The next game I played, also for PS2, is Shin Megumi Tensei Persona 4.
You couldn't just say Persona 4?
Okay, Persona 4.
And? What's the verdict?
It is... Well, I don't know. I don't know how the game plays yet.
You haven't played it yet?
I'm an hour and 45 minutes into the game, and I've literally only played one battle.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a shocker.
And it was a tutorial battle.
Killer Wolverine has so much hatred in his heart for RPGs. If you got hate in your heart, let it out.
All right.
The only battle that I got to participate in was a tutorial battle against an enemy that does not attack you. And it was roughly about 45 or 50 minutes into the game. And that's the only battle that I've been a part of yet. I've had to make a few decisions of like...
when to save the movie?
Well, that and dialogue tree decisions.
Gotcha. Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is like back on Commodore 64, choose your own adventure game.
despite that fact that I haven't really actually gotten into the game yet, even though I'm like an hour and 45 minutes into the game.
I would have turned it off and took it back.
Yeah.
The story is freaking awesome.
It should have been a book.
Probably is.
Man.
It's got me captivated. I tell you, Hey, dude, you got no room to talk, Mr. Solid Snake.
That is true.
Yeah.
Still within the first hour, I played more than 15 minutes.
But this game is like a 100-hour game, so you know they had to spread the butter a little bit.
Metal Gear 4 wasn't 100 hours long. Sorry, I had to get in that little dig at Metal Gear.
You like Metal Gear, though.
I did. I thought it was a good game. I just thought... part of it was because I was trying to beat it so we could talk about it on the show. And I was trying to beat it at, like, 3 in the morning. And it just felt like it drug on for, like, a day and a half at the very end. But it was still a very good game. I won't dish on it too much. I just had to get a little jab in every now and then.
But the story of this game involves a young boy who gets transported to a small country town in Japan. So it's like the polar opposite of Persona 3, whereas in Persona 3, you come to a big city. In this game, you go to a small town. And it's pretty interesting. You stay with your uncle, and your uncle is like a crime scene investigator. And there's been this mysterious murder of this woman. And her body was dangling from a television antenna.
Must be one hell of a television antenna.
Yeah.
Her ass
is that anything like an antenna?
It's a little bit.
It's
kind of like an antenna.
That must be the Franklin, Ohio way of saying antenna.
So the story of this game has kind of a disturbing premise. And another weird and odd thing about this game is... The characters like to watch television a lot, and you actually,
There's a joke there really is.
You know, you hear the television, you hear the news and all the stuff that's going on, and it's like, it involves like celebrity rumors and a little bit of politics here and there, and I'm already getting the feeling that the gist of the game, like the gist of the story, is about how evil... can travel through the media, through rumors, disinformation, you know, and the...
Is that anything like misinformation?
Disinformation, misinformation.
Gotcha.
And the lure of negativity in today's media. And the thing is, when it comes right down to it, it's a very timely story, you know, because of all the bad stuff that's happening in the news today and stuff like that. So... Persona 4, the direction that it's going, it's pretty interesting direction in my opinion, because I can tell like the overall premise of like the whole negativity of that the media injects into the human population, and
injection,
and it becomes very very blatant when your main characters actually fall into a television set. and it leads to the other side.
Like in Poltergeist?
Yeah, like kind of like Poltergeist. Yeah.
Caroline.
So.
Look into the light. Walk to the light, Caroline.
I'm just guessing that the overall plot of this is basically evil demons, you know, actually traveling through television transmissions.
That happened to me once. I took that shit back.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm like, hey, Best Buy, this TV you sold me has got demons in it. I want to exchange it for another one.
What happens if you buy a Vizio?
Oh. But I'm really enjoying the story. I can't really say the game because I haven't really played it yet. But I'm enjoying the story.
It's like getting a book with the first 100 pages don't even have any words on it. This is really good.
Mine is the best book I've read.
It's like buying a coloring book where the first 100 pages are all colored in already.
Pretty much.
You just look at these. They're pretty. But, the characters are really cool. You got the lead character doesn't talk. He's basically you.
Gotcha.
So he doesn't.
He ain't me. Fuck that.
Yeah, he's not you.
Definitely not.
But
that ain't in my system.
Yeah, but the side characters are really cool. Like there's this girl who likes kung fu movies, and and then there's this guy who he always wrecks on his bicycle every time he goes to school.
That's a deep character.
Yeah.
Wow.
But thing is, this is just the first hour or so of like the story development, and right. You know it's going to be one of those like coming of story characters where or coming of age type of stories.
It's a coming of age
where
tale.
You know these teenagers, you know, in high
the
school
guy falls off his bike a lot.
You know they're a mixed bag of like the popular and the social outcast, and how they have to band together to fight the demonic power in
game. I've heard the Persona games are really, really good.
So. Yeah.
Isn't that like the plot for the new 90210 too?
It probably should be. It probably should have been. Yeah.
I I've heard all along that all the Persona games and all that series of games were really, really good. I just don't have the time to play a game like that.
Yeah. The thing is, even though it did take me about an hour and 45 minutes to do whatever I was doing, the time actually went by pretty quick.
Gotcha.
Because I was engaged in the story.
Just put the controller down.
You have to have the controller to
pick your dialogue choices.
And was another thing that I really like about it is that it's not just text reading.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of it so far has actually been audio dialogue.
Really?
And the voice acting is actually really good, in my opinion.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
For an RPG.
Yeah.
For a JRPG.
Yeah, especially still in the PS2 era. It just amazes me how they're still releasing PS2 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that system is like going on a decade.
It's still got legs. It's
still selling more than the PS... Oh.
Oh, come on.
I didn't say anything.
Wow. Yeah. But it's good. It's I'm really enjoying it.
It's good.
And I'm definitely going to be playing some more of it this week.
Yay. Cool. Maybe you actually get to play it this week.
Yeah.
If you put like 5 hours in it, maybe you get 20 minutes.
I heard from like some of the reviews that it takes about 2 hours before you actually get to the gameplay. So
wow.
So when I started
I'm
up,
sorry. I mean, it probably in all rights is a fantastic game. I can't put up with 2 hours before I actually start playing. Just me personally, I can't put up with
one review I read said that the game actually gets better and better
as
goes
you go along.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
That's because you get to play more and more. Woo! Yeah. Yay! Yay. All right, so you final anything else?
Probably some more Left 4 Dead.
There you go.
No, I meant this week.
This week?
Did you play anything else?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
So we're going to future now.
Future, yeah. The future is Left 4 Dead and probably some Dragon Quest.
That sounds like it would be a tagline from a movie. The future is Left 4 Dead.
Now coming.
Maybe that's the sequel to Left 4 Dead. Yeah. It would be called The Future is Left 4 Dead. So more Left 4 Dead, more Persona 4. And
that sounds like it could be another sequel to the movie. More Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
If it was like an actual horror movie, it would have about 8 sequels. Guaranteed.
And I might play some Gears of War.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we'd move on to the Wombat.
Welcome to the Wombat's incredibly disappointing fondling section.
Dun, 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 dun.
I had the awesome fortune this week of having both an incredibly stressful week at work and walking pneumonia.
Oh.
So I didn't get out to purchase any new games, so I was stuck with everything that I still have. Not stuck with, I shouldn't say, because it wasn't a bad thing. I just don't have anything new to talk about. So I played more Fallout. I played more Prince of Persia, which is still awesome. And I played some Rock Band with the wife. And that was it. That was my week.
I really, really want to play Prince of Persia.
It's really cool. I like it. It's decidedly easier than the last couple, but... It's still a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I made a suggestion to one of my coworkers. He picked up he rented Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider game, and he was like, "Man, it just frustrates me. You know, I climb this big tall wall for like a half hour and then die and have to start all over." And then I was like, "Well, how about you give Prince of Persia a try?"
Nothing alike. In my opinion.
He's saying because you don't have to worry about climbing a wall for a half hour and then dying because it puts you right back to your last
I know it's a totally different type of game, but, I mean, he's also into the overall, like, adventure-type games where you're, like, crawling on top of stuff and fighting stuff. So, and I remember him talking that he liked the original Prince of Persia.
Gotcha.
So I figured that since, he's stressed out about Tomb Raider, that the new Prince of Persia would be a good game for him to check out.
You know, after watching him being played, I can see where they got their influence from Ico.
Sweet. Yeah, it does have a similar art style. It's different, but it's
different
similar
game, but it's got almost different but similar gameplay. I was calling it a reverse Ico when I was watching him being played.
Yeah, it's got the same kind of aesthetic as the Ico games have, where it almost looks like a painting or a drawing rather than an actual, like, real life graphic. Shadow of the Colossus was the same way. It looked like a drawing. So
the music seemed to be really good from the footage I've seen of it. I'm a big fan of video game music. So.
The only thing about the game that I wish is that the prince was Persian. It kind of, for some reason, it kind of throws me out of it a little bit that he's got blue eyes and
he's
has no discernible accent.
He's almost like he came
sounds from like
America.
He's from Southern California.
They should have made him sound like Xerxes,
yeah. Or at least make him sound like the Prince of Persia from the old games, or at least make him look like he was Persian.
What the Omega game or whatever?
No, not the original.
Yeah,
original
he didn't
Prince
have any sounds.
He'd talk like
all
this.
Bleats and boots.
Remember the old digitized voice?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Rise from your grave! Rise from your grave!
I used to have this game on Commodore 64. I can't remember what it was now. Maybe it was Impossible Mission. And at the beginning, it was like, "Stay a while. Stay forever."
That is awesome.
But yeah.
That sounds like a scary game.
I mean, that wraps up, unfortunately.
What's your future fondling?
Hopefully, because it's driving me nuts that I haven't got it yet, Valkyria Chronicles, because I really, really, really want to play it, and I haven't.
The world
keeps getting in my way.
Yeah.
Damn world.
So I hope to get that this week.
That's another after-holiday purchase for me.
Yep. So that's, I mean, that pretty much wraps it up, though, in terms of...
Wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up.
All right, so we'll move on to the yawning killer Wolverine.
Yeah, well, mine's
who is bored by my fondling?
No, just sleepy.
Shut up, you're bored.
I am bored.
We're about to get more bored. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. No.
Welcome to the most boring-ass podcast on the website.
My fondling ain't much better. It really isn't. You played more things than I did.
Awesome.
I played Mirror's Edge.
That's one person.
And
is your verdict on Mirror's Edge?
I played it for 20 minutes. I beat the prologue in chapter 1. Don't care about the story.
Yeah, you really won't. you really won't care about the story.
I like the
premise. It does get annoying towards the end, but I like the game a lot.
That is the best review ever.
Hello, Wolverine from N4G Radio says.
How would you type that?
Lots of E's and H's.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, I don't know. I don't.
Meh.
Yeah.
Has anybody?
No, I like the moves and, you know, the. Pretty cool. I mean, I still think
that what they should have done with the game that would have made it more enjoyable to me, and what I thought the game was going to be mostly before I bought it or before it came out, they should have done like package delivery where you have to deliver a package to a certain place, but it's timed. Like you have to deliver it to a certain place in a certain time to keep you moving. Instead of let's constantly have people shooting guns at you to keep you moving. Like, they could have had one or two levels like that, but I think most of the game should have been actually about the courier service that she worked for. Because they talk about it all the time, but you never delivered a single package the entire time.
No, you had to find hidden ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be in part two.
Hopefully there's not a part two.
Oh, wow.
No, my question
I'd love to see a part two, because I'd love to see what they could do to improve it.
Well, why did they choose first person for this game? I didn't keep up with it, so I was just asking.
It just seemed like it would be a cool idea to do a first-person parkour game.
Yeah, well, okay. All right, I played Home.
Home is where the heart is.
Home,
and,
sweet
you know,
home on the range.
It deserves the criticism it's getting. I don't see anything good from it.
Nothing good at all?
Well, now, this is for me. Right. I'm not sociable. I hate being sociable.
Yeah, you're not sociable.
I'm not. And I barely talk to the friends I have now.
I can barely stand to speak to the human beings I share most of my life with.
I didn't say stand. I said barely, because we all have our separate shit going on and whatever. But
that's why we hook up at home, man. You come to my apartment, we rock out.
Yeah, but no. you know, I don't want to go into this making new friends because I don't care. I don't need to go around with a little avatar looking like everyone else, and you look like everyone else. There are so little options to make your avatar. And I'm going around like, I have that same shirt and shit on, too.
Yeah, I mean, as far as clothing options, you're
There's
right.
There's no options.
Yeah.
There's, like, maybe four different facial features,
but
four hair
it's
features.
It's still a beta.
It's done.
It's going to be a beta for the rest of its life.
And,
well,
you know, I'm not,
as it should be.
Well, I'm not, and you know, I'm not going to buy clothes for it. I think it's stupid to buy clothes for avatars. It should be free. And
I respect some of the things that Home does.
Oh, I'm not.
I really
don't.
I like the video screens and stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
It didn't take 12 years to load.
Yeah,
and that's what makes me mad. Is each time you go through you go into like the mall, you gotta download it. You're done messing around in the mall. You gotta go back out to the square, and it's. Still has to load.
I do still think that the your apartment, the plaza, the bowling alley, and the shop, the mall, all should have been included in the initial download. Mm. You shouldn't have to download them when you go there.
No.
They all should have been included in the initial download. I do. I mean, I am more of a social person than Killer Wolverine. I do kind of like the social aspect of it, but. I don't know. It's not something I'm going to be spending a lot of time in.
Right.
And I don't really feel... I think my biggest problem with Home, and there's no way... It's funny because there's no way for me to put anything really quantitative on this. It just doesn't feel integrated enough for me. I don't know if it's because it's a secondary application that you have to load up. Like, it's not the actual user interface. It's like a secondary application. It just doesn't feel as integrated to me as it probably should. And like I said, that's nothing that I can quantify and say it's because of this, 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 and this. It's just a feeling that I get from it. I'll mess around in it for a while, and I'll probably boot it up if I've got nothing else to play or do or anything. But it's definitely not going to get a significant investment of my time.
Yeah, and... I just wanted to mess around with it and try the bowling and see how that was. But, you know, I got a lane to myself, and I was starting to bowl. And then people just kept jumping in. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. I don't want to play with you people. I don't know who the fuck you are. Get away. So I left the bowling alley, and I went to play pool, and I got that, you know, for like 5 minutes by myself.
I do think that the whole waiting in line for the arcade machine and all that stuff is annoying as piss.
Yeah.
Annoying as piss. I don't want to wait in line to play the arcade game. I don't want to wait. I want
to
play it.
Why would you? I don't understand why you have to.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the point?
I don't get it.
Is it supposed to simulate real life? Because my ass don't wait in the arcade anymore.
Yeah. I just, it's like if I turn it on, if I turn on home and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to the plaza and talk to people. That's cool because you can go there. It loads. It does load, but it loads pretty quick. The videos take a little longer, but they still, I mean, they load in, you know, 30 seconds. There's a lot of people there talking and everything. That's kind of cool, even though it's too much of a sausage dance party. And anytime a female avatar pops up, everybody chases it and puts bubbles around them and dances. And it's just not, I don't know, that kind of thing's not my bag.
It's like going to a real nightclub.
Yeah. Wow. But the arcade thing and the bowling thing where you have to wait in line just irritates me to no end. They really need to do away with the queuing.
Like I said, I'm not trying to diss it. I mean, it's got some good stuff. And for social people, I can see it being a good tool or whatever. But
hey, it's free.
That's true.
It's free, and thank God it is. Because
if I'd have paid for that, I'd have been pissed.
You know, and it's just I didn't have a mic turned on because I didn't want to talk to anyone. And just going around hearing people talk is just already horrible. That's already horrible. The N-word thrown 15 different ways. My mom was in the room, too. I'm like, oh, that's fucking awesome. So,
it's turning into Xbox Live.
And, yeah, there you go.
Where
you pay $50 a year to hear people say the N-word.
I don't know how annoying it would be to get, try to get a group of friends up. Like, I call Zero, like, hey, get on home. Call Wombat, hey, get on home. Call Jason, get on home. And then we all just converse in home and do strategy. What the fuck? I don't know.
Come
about
to my
that.
Apartment. I've got the plan.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that. People may like it. I haven't tried it. I won't try it.
I tell you what. If I want to go on my PlayStation 3 and play Warhawk with everybody, I'm not booting home.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I don't think there's any reason to. And you know,
I think that's the problem with it is if you're going online to play a specific game, you're not going to use home.
No. Yeah.
If you're going online because you don't know what you want to play and you're just going to, like, talk to a couple people, see if any of your friends are on, maybe talk to some people that like the same games as you do, and then decide to play something, then I can see you using home.
Yeah.
But if you already know what you're going to play, what's the point?
Yeah. You can strategize.
I can strategize over the headset.
Yeah, I know. I was being sarcastic.
I'd tell you what would make home a great application.
If they deleted it?
Wow.
See, I didn't say that. I was thinking it, but I wasn't saying it.
No. Here's what home Here's what home should have been. It should have been a complete replacement of the menu.
No. I would have been pissed. No. I'd have stopped playing my PS3.
No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. With hardly like zero load times.
No.
And at a push of the button, the PlayStation button, it instantly brings up a screen where you can literally jump to everything.
I agree.
Instantly.
I agree with that. If it was like as soon as you booted it up, as soon as you booted the PlayStation up, it put you in your apartment, and all you had to do was push the PS button, and he'd pull up a little PSP even with the XMB on it.
Yeah.
And you could just go straight to anything you could do from the XMB from there.
Yeah.
I do think it would be a lot better because it would force people to sort of participate.
What if they don't want to participate?
Well, then you don't have to. All you got to do is when it loads up, just hit the PS button and it pulls up the XMB like normal.
Yeah. I think that would have been.
It would have definitely made it feel more integrated to the system.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. It would. I can see that. But, you know, I don't know. I haven't even used the 8 party chat for the Xbox Live, so what makes me think
either.
I'm going to use this? I'll go in once in a while to see what new exciting stuff they have.
How awesome is that? We bitched for a year and a half for 8-person party chat.
In all fairness,
I know.
We all are online at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
We all have very different schedules.
We bitched about it when we were online all the time.
It's
now
nice
it's
to
like,
have,
fuck it, I don't need it.
But see, it's nice to have, but I think 8 for me is too much.
Yeah, but it's nice to have parties.
You're right. Yeah.
Parties is nice.
Yeah, but it's still, if there's 8 people in the party, I probably wouldn't say shit. Because I hate groups. I hate crowds. I hate it. I want to punch every fucker in the face. I hate it.
I want to punch every fucker in the face. You heard it straight from Killer Wolverine.
On the tip.
On the tip.
I am just not a crowd person. I don't want to. I don't know. I have trouble making new friends because I don't want new friends. I'm fine with the ones I have. And my Xbox friends, you know, I've talked to. Maybe. But, I appreciate what it's trying to do. It's not for me.
There you go.
So what are you looking forward to this week?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I hope to have Resistance 2 on the way from Gamefly.
There you go. We need to get a game of Resistance 2 going, co-op, one night. We need to figure out one night.
I hope it's better than the single player.
It is. Well, I mean, if you don't like the single player, you probably like the co-op.
It's not that I don't like it. This is it doesn't draw me.
Gotcha.
I don't really care to come back and play it.
I think the co-op will draw you in a lot more because it's a lot more about teamwork and actually, you know, it actually requires a great degree of strategy to pull it off. So I think you'll like the co-op.
Hopefully that'll be coming. I figured out why I can't play Little Big Planet.
What was it?
My fucking modem router thing.
Really?
Time Warner. Yeah. So,
did you get it replaced?
It's not my call.
Have you reset it already?
That's the thing. I reset my modem at least 4 times a day.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have to reset mine all the time too, and my router, my modem and router.
Well, mine's
sucking ass.
Mine's the same.
Oh, gotcha.
I got a combo from Time Warner, so it's not my call. Unfortunately, it's the family. So I don't know. So hopefully
the family's call.
You see, I could probably replace your modem and router, but I've already had to replace several controllers for you this year. And I don't feel like I can support the expense of you breaking controllers and the router.
But I got a feeling, though, if it gets replaced, they won't fix it. I don't know. So we'll see if I can play that or not if it gets replaced. I would really like to. I really would.
LBP.
So,
in the hell.
Trying to find Mr. Warren G.
No.
You know,
don't take me back to 94.
I honestly, if I want to be honest with what I'm going to play, probably nothing.
Wow.
Probably nothing this week. Because I have to be dedicated to school because I'm kind of running low on time to finish. So,
running on empty.
I don't see myself playing anything. Unless I can't sleep, and then I'll probably play Mirror's Edge because I got to get it back.
Can't stop.
Hey,
Has
anybody seen the video footage of the new map packs of Mirror's Edge?
No.
I have, yeah. They look pretty good.
I think they look cooler than the game.
Yeah, I agree. I think, honestly, I think it's probably what most of the game should have been.
Yeah.
The DLC map
Speaking
packs.
Speaking of look. DLC, have you seen it for Fallout? The details about Fallout?
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's where we'll end that.
Zero. Have you started playing Fallout yet?
Not yet.
Damn it.
But that's a good seg.
Yeah,
I'll get to it.
Yeah, what have you started playing?
I'll get to it.
All right.
I'll get to Fallout. Damn.
There's no get to Fallout. Well, I guess it's probably better if you don't get to it because it will steal your soul and you won't want to play
it. That's kind of the point.
I can actually put it down and not play it right now.
Really?
Because I'm tired of getting hit once and dying.
Oh.
I fight those little bear-looking things or the werewolf-looking things. Fuck it. So I'm done for now.
I've got awesome armor, so.
See, that's why I can't find armor.
I got level 52 armor.
Remember the you gotta shoot him in the head quest
that
I was telling you about?
Yeah.
If you go to the fort instead of turning the keys in to him, you get some really awesome power armor.
Yeah.
It's like the best power armor in the game. The armor is 50 armor rating and the helmet is 10.
Oh, wow.
And then you just gotta, have you got to the, Brotherhood of Steel's, like, fortress yet in the main quest?
Nope.
Yeah.
I found
once
it on my
there,
own.
Once you get there, you'll be able to train in the power armor.
See, cause I found, Galaxy News Radio quest.
Yeah.
When you fight the big,
right.
Before that you got the helpers.
Right.
I found their armor,
right,
but I
can't wear it. So. Right. Anyways.
Sorry.
Dude, we're allowed to talk about the game. We're allowed.
I got level 50 armor. Yeah.
Dude, I don't want to hear it. You got no room to talk, motherfucker. Why am I stuck?
I know.
I just played a game about a guy that falls off his bike a lot.
He actually didn't play it.
You watched a game about a guy that falls off his bike a lot.
Anyway.
Yeah, no.
You ruined my seg.
Oh.
So what are you playing, Zero?
I played Call of Duty World at War some more.
World at War.
Awesome game. Finished with that one, finally. Probably just play some multiplayer from now on. Mm-hmm. Played some more Force Unleashed Jedi Temple. So I'm going through on each difficulty. That's awesome DLC. That really brought me back to playing that game. I picked up a sweet deal on Amazon.
What was that?
At least I thought it was a sweet deal. Golden Axe Beast Rider for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Terrible.
You know, you have to like brown. This is the primary color.
What can brown do for you?
And it's the only color you will see through the whole game, pretty much.
Oh.
The combat is really slick. I really like the combat, other than the fact that there's no block button. There's a parry button and an evade button. And when the enemies attack, they have a different color that comes off of them. The green means you can do either, evade or parry.
Right.
Blue, I think, is evade, and like red is parry or something like that. And if you don't do it, you get hit.
Nice.
And then you get in a loop.
If there's more than one enemy,
you get in a loop, and you just... I literally glitched the game. I got in a fight with these two guys in a corner. I landed on top of them, so I was standing on their head, and they just kept hitting me, and I couldn't move.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that really kind of pissed me off. And some of the enemies shoot magic, and the only way you can get around it is to evade it or parry it. And it's just horrible
timing.
How do you
parry magic?
You just put your sword up and throw it back at them. I'm like, wow.
Fuck you, magic.
Fuck
this.
You, magic. I'll shot you back at your ass.
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm very happy I only paid $10 for it.
There you go.
Ooh.
So it's a $10 game.
I'd call it a $5 game.
Ouch.
Ouch. Man.
That is scathing criticism.
Oh,
holy
it's
gold.
That's what I feel about Mirror's Edge.
Trust me, Mirror's Edge is a godsend compared to this. It's just, it is pretty bad. I played some more Destroy All Humans. I finished the first city.
I'm glad you got it.
And I had to pay for it. Shut up.
Well, yeah, there we go.
Like the last mission, you had to go around in the UFO, and I'm sure you've seen the videos where like the UFO's blowing up the buildings.
Right.
My God, it looks like an episode of Gumby. It's like stop motion, man. It is so bad. It is so bad. Like every time I boot the game up, because it says Unreal Technology, I'm like, what, Unreal Engine 1? I mean, it's awful. It's so slow, and it's just... But it's funny because I still like the game.
Right.
Because I'm just, but it is Destroy All Humans. If you've played Destroy All Humans, it's Destroy All Humans.
Hey, a Gumby game. There's an idea.
Not a very good one.
No, it's really not a very good one. I'll tell you that much. I did get a chance to finish an actual game that I've been playing for months, which was Fracture.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I really like Fracture. I mean, it's not a great game. It's not. I mean, it's not even that good of a game.
Right.
But I did enjoy it. I enjoyed playing through it.
And you know what? That's all that matters.
That's all that counts.
I mean, if I would have reviewed it, I'd probably given it around the same range. It's somewhere in a 6. I mean, it's not something I'm going to tell people to go out and buy, but I did have a lot of fun with it. And the big news for me this week?
You played Seen It.
Yeah, I played Seen It, but, you know, it's Seen It. Hey, I like it. There's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it's not something you talk about and you go over.
Right.
You know. I have fun with it. I did. And where's my review? Anyway.
It's on its way. I can do that, actually, instead of playing games this week.
There you go.
Yeah. I think.
Of course, you got to play games to review them.
It's true. I played Seen It. You play it once. You know what it's like.
This wow. is true.
In-depth reviewing from ztgamedomain.com.
It is true, though.
Oh, I'll play it again. I like it, but this isn't me. It's you.
The big thing this week, I broke the 100K.
Doo-doo-doo!
Holy Toledo.
He leveled up.
100,000 gamer points.
You are a whore.
1,005.
100,005 points.
You are a whore.
Yes, I am.
But you're a whore with 100,000 gamer score.
I do have 100,000. Yeah. I now have a 6-digit gamer score.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty intimidating.
Which means that my next milestone won't come for another 100,000, and I may not see that before the end of 360.
That's true.
It took me 3 years to get 100,000, where I've seen some of these guys do it in 6 months.
Right.
Which is just, you call me a whore.
Yeah.
It took me 3 years. But that was a big thing. I did play a little more Prince Persia. I still like it. I do. I was really hoping that it would kind of change, you know, other than run to this and cleanse the fertile ground, run to this.
Fertile.
Well, it's fertile to me.
Fertile ground.
That's just how she says it. Like, oh, we cleanse the fertile grounds. Yeah. So, but I do like it. Is, have you let it sit for a little bit?
Yeah.
And it does that little screensaver thing where it floats through the environment. God, it's so pretty.
Yeah.
It is so pretty.
I like the art on it.
It's beautiful.
Really, I think the art looks fantastic.
It's a beautiful game. I do really recommend it, especially if you're into the like the adventure platforming kind of games. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not an action game at all. I mean, the fights are one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know.
They're good, though. I enjoy the combat.
I enjoy the combat. I do, but it's definitely not built for that.
Right.
You fight one guy every, like, 20 minutes.
Right.
You know, so that's not really a combat game.
Are there any bosses?
Yeah, there's four bosses, and you fight each one of them, like, four times.
Yeah, three or four times.
Yep. It's good. It's a long game. It's a pretty substantial game.
The skins you can download.
Yeah, you can unlock them.
Yeah.
The Altair skin.
Really?
That came with my collector's edition. And then the original print. Or no, the original prints came with my collector's edition. And then Altair I unlocked by registering my game.
Oh, gotcha.
So, and you can play through the game as them. And you can even give the princess a different skin. You can give her the Pharah skin
from
the original Sands of Time. Which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool playing through the game with those other character models in the new graphics.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. This week is my last week of gaming for the year because I will be out of town the weekend of Christmas. And this week I'm gonna move on to the next game, whatever the next game pops up. I still have Fable to play. I still have Far Cry. I still have Fallout. I still have a bunch of other games that I need to finish.
Yeah, I need to get back into Fable.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I have just sitting there. And you know what's sad is I haven't touched Rock Band in weeks, and I'm starting to go through withdrawal.
Nice.
it's killing me because I love that game. I want to go back and play more MotorStorm.
Yes.
I want to get back into Little Big Planet. I really can't get myself into Resistance. I've tried a couple times, and the single player is just not drawing me in. As good as it is, it's just not.
I'm telling you, once Killer Wolverine gets it, we need to play some co-op.
I'm all about some co-op. Yeah. We all need to play Little Big Planet, too.
I know.
Yeah, I would love to get on and play some Little Big Planet.
I'd love to play Little Big Planet.
And everybody online on the PS3 that sent me a message this week, I have to apologize. I was really not logged in. I just bought an ass load of Blu-rays. I've been watching them all week, including The Dark Knight.
Yes.
Awesome. Which, I have a beef with The Dark Knight.
Uh-oh.
A technical beef?
A technical beef with the Blu-ray disc.
Okay.
Which is, they show the movie, and the scenes that were shot in IMAX are shown in IMAX on the Blu-ray. Well, if you have a widescreen TV, it switches the view. Like, the scenes that are shot in IMAX fill the screen on my widescreen TV. It's the whole screen, no black bars. But the rest of the movie that was shot in regular has black bars. So it's like the movie was spliced together in two different formats.
Wow.
So like some scenes are full screen, some scenes are widescreen. Some scenes are full screen, some scenes are widescreen.
Really?
And you see, I didn't pick up on it until you brought it up.
I noticed it because I'm such a whore for movies on Blu-ray that fill my whole screen. I have a widescreen TV, and when it fills the whole screen, it's shot in the 1:4 aspect ratio.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, if it's shot in the 2:35 aspect ratio, you still have the black bars.
So is there another optional form?
No, there's no options for the movie.
Really?
No. There's not even a menu in the movie. I mean, you got the little pop-up menu where you can change audio and stuff, but you can't watch the movie in the regular version. You have to watch it with the IMAX.
That's weird.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish the whole movie had been shot in IMAX because the IMAX scenes are 10 times better than the regular. They look cleaner. They're crisper. They're so much, you know, like the opening of the movie, the bank robbery scene is all in IMAX. So when you first start watching the movie, it's all full screen. And I'm watching, I'm like, wow, it looks really good. And then we get to the next scene, and it cuts down into the black bars. I'm like, what the hell?
Huh.
So that's my beef with it. I mean, it's not enough to make me upset that I bought it at all, because I've already watched it like 3 times, because I love that movie. But I just don't understand why they didn't give you the option to watch it, the full movie, in the original theater version. Because in the theater, we weren't getting, you know, full screen, half screen, full screen, half screen.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's when you know it's there, it annoys you.
Hmm.
See, I didn't catch it. So
and now I know it's there.
Yeah.
So
you'll
see it. It'll probably annoy me.
These stupid little things bother me, and I can't help it. But if the whole movie had been shot, like when you watch the opening bank robbery scene, you wish the rest of the movie looked like that. Because it's just so pretty.
Cool.
But at least when you're watching it now, you can tell which ones were shot in IMAX and which ones weren't.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
I bet.
But other than that, I think that's it.
So we thought the Fondling was going to be trimmed down, but at us.
Yeah, that's what happens when you talk about a two-hour game that you didn't play.
Hey, since I really don't know where to put this in, has everybody seen the new screens and everything for Uncharted 2?
I saw the screens. I haven't watched the trailer yet.
Oh, man, the screens look fantastic.
I got the newest issue of Game Informer.
Yeah. Oh, my God, they look... Yeah. And, you know, I was huge on the first Uncharted.
Oh, I was, too.
So
I love the first
even with
game.
All the awesome games that came out last year, it was my number two game of the year, only behind Mass Effect because Mass Effect stole my soul. But this game looks like it's going to be just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And also, has everybody seen the new screens of Street Fighter 4?
I didn't know there was any new ones.
I shouldn't say new, but the ones that were in this month's Game Informer.
I haven't seen this month's Game Informer yet.
Oh, my God.
So just the Uncharted stuff.
I was already hyped for Street Fighter 4, but seeing those screenshots made me like six times as hyped.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably my most anticipated game for next year.
So between Uncharted, I tried to back myself off the hype train because I don't want to overhype games.
Yeah.
But I'm already overhyped for Killzone 2, which the more and more I see of it, the less and less concerned I get. Street Fighter 4, which is the same thing. The more and more I see of it, the less concerned I get. And Uncharted, which just looks fantastic. So 2009 is shaping up to be a ridiculously good year.
I'll give you two out of three of those. But I'll take
you don't
risk.
Care about Killzone?
I really don't. I was not a fan of the first one, and
I'll play this one, and
that's fine if it looks pretty.
No. I mean, it looks like overall package. It looks so much better than the first.
But I'm telling you, from what I've heard of people talking about it, it doesn't feel like my kind of shooter. I mean, it just doesn't. I don't care. I don't like realism a lot in my shooters, and they went very realistic in this game. I get very bored of Ghost Recon. My only exception is Rainbow Six, and I think I only like that so much because I can play with other people.
Yeah, I heard it's sort of along the lines of Call of Duty 4 in terms of realism.
See, Call of Duty 4 I wouldn't really feel was realism. It felt very arcadey to me.
The weapons and everything were very realistic.
But it's not... In Call of Duty 4, you could re-aim really fast.
Right.
Whereas in Killzone, I hear like every shot has to count. Whereas in Call of Duty 4, you can kind of spray if you want to.
Right.
And just kind of spray and pray, which in a hurting kill zone, you can't. I mean, every shot has to count.
Gotcha.
Well, so
we'll see what happens.
I mean, I'll play it. Don't get me wrong. I really hope they do a demo. Because I don't know if I could buy a $60 blind game that I'm kind of on the fence about. I mean.
I'm going to buy it nonetheless, but I do hope they do a demo just so I can play it ahead of time.
I mean, you know, I would put Resident Evil 5 up there as a course with Uncharted and Street Fighter 4.
See, I'm the exact opposite.
Well, you don't like
Resident Evil.
Exactly, so that's different. But yeah, Resident Evil, Street Fighter, and Uncharted are like my big stuff for next year that I've heard about so far.
Right. That's the other thing.
What haven't you seen yet?
Yeah, exactly.
I hope God of War makes it. I'm not going to count on it.
Yeah, I'm not really counting on God of War next year. It'd be pretty awesome, but I think it'll probably be March 2010.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
But when it does come out...
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love God of War, so I'm very excited.
Oh, VGAs are tonight, aren't they? Well, they'll be yesterday by the time people listen to this.
Yeah, you'll see the new trailers for everything tonight. They'll be on the web first thing in the morning. They'll be on the web first thing in the morning.
Yeah, but I'd rather watch them on my TV.
Well, we don't go through that technical jargon where I tell you can watch everything on your TV.
Well,
just download it from game trailers and stream them to your Xbox or your PS3.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be on
Xbox. Or I could
just
hook my computer up to my TV.
You could do that, too?
Yeah, I'm sure all the trailers will hit both PSN and them live. I'm sure they will.
I'm sure a lot of them will.
Hopefully.
Yeah, probably sometime in the middle of the week.
Oh, that'd probably be up by tomorrow.
I don't know.
They're pretty good on that kind of shit.
Not PSN. It'll be Thursday.
Well, right. Yeah. PSN will be Thursday, but Xbox will probably have them up by Monday.
I'll just go to game trailers and watch them all. Well, I know they'll be there.
Yeah. Speaking of trailers, does anyone see the Wolverine trailer? Just curious.
No, I heard that that's on what movie?
Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah, there you go. No, I haven't seen it yet.
I was just kind of curious if anyone saw that.
Have you
seen it? I saw the one from Comic-Con.
It's different.
I know, but I saw that one.
Right. Well, I saw that one, too. We all saw that. But I was kind of curious if anyone saw it. I kind of want impressions of it.
Has anybody seen the new Watchmen trailer?
No.
No.
Sorry. I didn't want to bring this into a movie.
It's fine.
Trust me. As long as they're geek movies, it's cool.
Well, as they're geek movies, you're all good. Anyway, that wraps up the fondling. Now we're going to go into the Das News. Das Dirt.
Das. Yeah.
And now. News for Gamers Internet-style radio program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Snoop Dogg, who would like to remind you that there's so much drama in the LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop, D-O-double-G. But somehow, someway, he'll keep coming up with funky-ass shit nearly every single day. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
You should have called it. In the LBP.
I should have called it LBP.
Last week's Xbox Live Arcade games were Power Up Forever and Meteos Wars. Nobody played these at all.
I actually downloaded both of them, but I didn't play them.
Demos or bought them? Really?
Oh, no, I didn't buy them. I just downloaded the trials for both of them.
Alright, Microsoft Game Studios announced that Ensemble Studios' action-based strategy game set in the Halo universe, Halo Wars, will be available in the U.S. stores March 3rd. Microsoft also confirmed there will be a limited collector's edition of Halo Wars that includes special in-game Honor Guard Wraith, a graphic novel, 6 leader cards, and Spirit of Fire patch. As an additional exclusive, LCE owners will get early access to in-game Halo 3 Mythic Map Pack.
But that all sounds familiar.
Last week, Rock Band lost its name and offered a 5-pack of country songs.
Does anybody know what songs they were? I haven't checked yet.
Brooks and Dunn was one of them.
I don't remember the rest of them,
but it was a 5-pack.
Yeah.
I may have to download that when I get home just to spite you.
Go ahead. You're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem.
punk music is the only kind of music worth a damn.
No, it's not.
It's all three chord.
It's called Rock Band.
No, rock. It's country rock band.
Band.
Country rock.
Hey, country's band. Got some rock in it.
Then they could make a country band.
You're a bitch.
MMORPG publisher NCSoft is the latest company to sever their ties with the game industry trade group and E3 organizers, the ESA.
By the way, Guitar Hero is called Guitar Hero, and now it has drums in it, so fuck you.
Yeah, it does, and that's fucked up. They should have called it something else. I ain't going to argue that. As a part of their effort to provide original video content to PlayStation owners, Sony has launched Pulse, a bi-weekly video program that covers everything happening in the world of PlayStation.
I hope it's better than Core.
You could probably put a monkey on the TV. It would be better than Core.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Billy Bob Thornton and Dennis Hopper will lend their voices to the Nature documentary turned video game Deadly Creatures.
Deadly Creatures. Which actually looks kind of cool.
Stealth title Tenchu 4 for the PSP will be released February 12th in Japan.
Ricky Mayo!
I can't wait till it comes out over here.
Last month, Brash Entertainment laid off 20 workers. They only have 25. Axed some projects, but pointedly remained committed to publishing a game based on the film Saw.
Boo.
Now that has been cut loose. Is that a joke?
Now that has been cut loose. Look at that. Look at that humor.
The blog Bloody Disgusting, quoting unidentified sources, says Saw is seeking a new home. The project was near completion and voiceover work had already begun.
It's never going to see the light of day.
Does it matter? It's made by Brash Entertainment.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers and the U.S. government are delivering a free multiplayer PC game to Kenya. It hopes it will change HIV risk perception, attitude, and behavior there. The game, developed by Virtual Heroes, Inc., is called Pamoja Matani. I thought it said pajamas at first. Pamoja Matani, which means together in the hood.
There you go.
Interesting.
There's a Kenyan word for together in the hood?
Apparently.
And you probably just butchered
it. Apparently it's Pamoja Matani.
Okay.
Or Mtani.
Bop.
Don't start.
They might as well be in a rock band, too. Contrary to what was reported last week, GameStop has said that they are not making a bid on Woolworths.
They're not making a bod on Woolworth?
Really? Oh, boo.
I just read it the right way.
There wouldn't be a week that goes by that to spell something.
Way to go, news editor.
Nintendo president Satoru Iwata revealed that Wii sales more than doubled to about 800,000 units during the week of Thanksgiving.
Wow.
From about 350,000 units a year earlier.
Do you have NPD numbers
in
here
later?
I did
not put the hardware on there, but it was sick.
2.1
Can we talk about the fact that the Wii sold 2.1 million units in November?
God.
How ridiculous is that?
That's
basically, the Nintendo president had just said, we don't need to make good games anymore. You just buy our system.
Who would have thought that at this time Nintendo would be winning the console war?
2.1 million
in 30
dollars.
Days. In 30 days.
Yeah. Or 2.1 million systems, not dollars. 2.1 million systems.
I can't believe they're winning this war.
That is just ridiculous. Yeah. But you know what? I got to hand it to Nintendo because it cracks me up still to this day that Microsoft and Sony PR are constantly at each other's throats, and Nintendo just silently blows past all of them. Like, yeah, you guys keep arguing between yourselves.
They're
fuck you. We're going to be way up here.
They're kicking it back with their beer like, yeah, we're winning this shit.
We're going to be up here swimming in our pile of gold like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
That's just insane, man.
And the thing is,
ridiculous.
To quote the Joker from Batman, the Dark Knight, you know, pertaining to Nintendo, it'd be like, Nintendo has changed things forever. You see, there's no going back.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you, that wasn't a great Joker impression.
The thing is, my point was the future of video games is actually going to take a different turn because of Nintendo now.
You are probably correct.
And it makes me sad.
And that's kind of what we preached about 2 years ago when the system came out.
A group of video game modders known by the name of Game Toots
has found
a way to modify the Xbox 360 version of Left 4 Dead so any user can freely change the game settings. The Left 4 Dead mod tool pack allows anyone with a 360 data transfer cable and a 360 hard drive to modify the game's code by changing certain values and rewrites the user settings, which is illegal.
Right. Well, there's more on that later.
Street Fighter 4 Collector's Edition has been announced for North America, like we knew it would.
Woohoo!
It's $79.99, and I must buy it, because it comes with a bonus disc with an HD 65-minute full-length anime movie and trailers, a soundtrack, a collectible figure of Sea Viper.
For Sea Viper for 360, and then I heard Ryu for the PS3.
Ah. Udon Prima hint book and 5 alternate costumes as exclusive DLC.
Now, see, that is a good collector's edition.
Yes.
None of this
do.
Bullshit where you just put it in a tin and charge $10 more for it.
No. Yeah. Sony announced it will reduce its global workforce by approximately 10% during the next 2 years.
Wow.
Bloomberg reports the cuts include 8,000 full-time employees,
jeez,
or 5% of the company's workforce, and another 8,000 part-time and seasonal workers. Sony will close several plants, outsource some work, a move that will allow the company to save more than 100 billion yen, $1.1 billion a year, by March 2010.
This economy's hitting everybody.
Yes. Yep.
Except video game sales, which are up.
Yes. Infogrames has announced that it has entered into a definitive agreement to fully acquire Cryptic Studios, one of the world's leading developers, publishers, and operators of massively multiplayer online games. You can head over to ztgamedomain.com for all the details.
I'm a big fan of Cryptic Studios.
I don't really think we need to say that because that'll be gone by the time we do that.
Yeah, see, I don't know how to do that because
we can't really do that.
All right.
Codemasters announced that Rise of the Argonauts is set to ship to stores in the U.S. on December 16th for the 360, PS3, and PC. MotorStorm Pacific Rift sold a million copies worldwide.
Passed.
Past a million copies. Gears of War 2 has sold more than 3 million units, and my guess would be that would be all U.S. and Europe. The Japanese didn't buy that game.
Right, yeah.
Speaking to Forbes, Ubisoft U.S. boss Laurent Detoc has explained the reasoning behind not bringing Assassin's Creed 2 to market this year. You'll want it more when you finally get it. When we bring it back, there'll be more anticipation for it. Why couldn't you just say we were working on Prince of Persia. You know?
Yeah.
No. Sony says it's interested in offering downloadable PS2 software. It should be interested.
Yeah.
It'd be a moneymaker.
You would make a ton of money on that.
According to Kotaku, CD Projekt Red have confirmed that the console port of Ace PCRPG The Witcher will be propped up with some choice DLC and come with a host of improvements to boot.
Nice.
Home director Jack Buster told Kotaku in a recent interview that Home will indeed hit a 2008 launch.
Wow.
Well, it's out. So
yeah, there you go.
Capcom Entertainment announces the appointment of former Midway VP of Marketing Mona Hamilton as their new VP of Marketing.
You know, Midway. Poor Midway.
Poor Midway.
Poor Midway.
There were Street Fighter-themed Sackboy costumes on the PSN this week. $2 each or 6 for all 4, and they include Chun-Li, Ryu, Guile, and Zangief.
I think I'm going to buy the Ryu one.
It looks freaking hilarious.
I know.
The Chun-Li one had me cracked up with his little buns on his ears and everything. It was awesome. Here's a good one. I love Factor 5. Kotaku is reporting that layer developer Factor 5 may be the latest to face harsh economic realities. Layer sucked. According to a blog from one of its employees citing insufficient funding, Factor 5 allegedly had to put one unannounced project on hold.
The sad thing is they're a good developer.
Except for Lair.
But the Star Wars games were all very, very good.
But they're a one-trick pony like some other companies, and flying games just don't cut it anymore. They really don't.
I can't argue.
According to one analyst, I would guess is what you wanted to say, Electronic Arts may be primed for more cutbacks in the wake of weaker-than-expected sales for a trio of new releases, including Rock Band 2 and Mirror's Edge. Well, they shouldn't have really expected Mirror's Edge to sell that much because it was a new IP, but Rock Band 2, that's disappointing.
Yeah, agreed.
This economy hopefully will pick up and then soon. It needs to.
Xbox 3 owner Jason Johnson filed a lawsuit against the company after his console scratched copies of Rock Band, Rock Band 2, and GTA 4, rendering all three unplayable.
Probably because he moved the console around.
According to the Madison County Record, Johnson claims he heard unnatural grinding noises while the game was spinning. Determining that his console was defective and to blame for the damage, Johnson's defective console was a replacement for the for an Xbox 360 that red-ringed in 2007.
Okay, here's my thing. And we all know that the 360 is crap in terms of hardware quality. Even if it wasn't his fault, even if he wasn't moving a system around and the system just straight out scratched his disc, after you heard one game make an unnatural grinding noise and it scratched, why in the fuck would you put two other games into that system?
I guess my next question is why sue? Why not call Microsoft and just
tell them
to give you a new system and three new games?
We are in America. We sue over anything.
Hey, I resent that. I'm suing you.
Ubisoft announced the release of the Escalation Pack DLC for Endwar, available for 360 and PS3 on December 11th. The DLC will be available for 800 points or $9.99. Also, a free title update that will bring the stakes of the war to a whole new level by including this much sought after 4 versus 4 mode. Who sought after it? The three people playing it? Oh, wow. Two new original Xbox games are making their way to the Xbox Live Marketplace. On December 15th, you'll be able to download and play Sega Soccer Slam, which was fucking awful.
Yeah.
And Raise as Hell, which
was awesome.
Yeah. That game was awesome. You remember playing soccer?
Yeah, man.
With their heads and stuff?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Raise
game.
As Hell was a pretty cool
game. That was a cool game. Everybody should download that because nobody played it.
I probably will download it.
Valve announced that it's released a patch to deny the cheats on all dedicated Left 4 Dead 360 servers. Company said it will release a title update for Left 4 Dead in the coming days for those playing on user-hosted servers and or via system link. The latest issue of VGM has a Quarterman rumor that claims Epic Games is already working on a third Gears. Duh. I could have told you that rumor.
Right.
For Christmas 2010. Duh. I could have told you that, too. The magazine claims Gears of War 3 will feature 5-player co-op, suggesting the addictive horde mode will make its way into the campaign.
There you go.
Interesting.
Hmm.
That'd be sweet.
Bungie's first-person shooter, Halo 3, or Howl 3.
Howl 3,
is
as
back
you spelled it.
Son of a bitch.
Is back on top as the most played game on Xbox Live, surpassing World at War, Gears of War 2, and COD 4.
That's impressive.
Well, my feeling, at least in terms of it surpassing Call of Duty, is that World at War and Call of Duty 4 have sort of split their market share in terms of people playing them on Xbox Live.
But Gears of War to fall?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Woo.
Well, part of that, too, is how many online problems people have had with Gears of War.
Yeah, see, with I haven't had really any, though.
Well, it's because you're not playing the matchmaking system.
Well,
that's what's broken.
Well, I heard that was fixed.
Yeah, I haven't played it, so I don't know. But I don't understand how Halo 3 made it back up there. What boosted it? Did they release something for it, though?
Well, no, but it was already towards the top. Well, so if you figure Gears of War has multiplayer problems and Call of Duty splits their market share on the system, it's got to move its way to the top.
Yeah.
All right, skip that one. Peter Molyneux, speaking with G4, said that one of his upcoming labors of love will tread on familiar ground, while its edge-living maverick of a counterpart will be completely different. That's very vague, Peter. Thank you.
Yeah.
His other project, however, has already peeked an eye out from under the veil. According to an early report, it will be politically contentious, and is slotted for a GDC 09 demystifying. Jesus Christ, the fucking college words, man.
Molyneux, I think, has learned to be as vague as he can, because he's sort of gotten himself in trouble by promising specifics.
No shit. According to Shaq News, Rock Band players have downloaded more than 28 million tracks for the game.
28 million.
Million. Simutronics and BioWare announced that the eagerly awaited MMORPG Star Wars The Old Republic era is being built using Simutronics Hero Engine Design Platform. And if you know what that means, you're a better man than I.
Mm. Here's an idea. BioWare, make Mass Effect 2. Please.
Indeed. And make Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 3.
Please.
A free holiday theme and snow globe are on Xbox Live Marketplace now.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Did you play with the snow globe?
No.
It's awesome. It just dumps like a bunch of your random friends in there and then you shake it.
Nice.
That's all it is. Yeah. It doesn't do anything else, but it's just cool. It
plays Jingle Bells in the background.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
It's free, and it's stupid,
it's
holiday.
Yeah.
The holiday theme is cool because it has, like, when behind your friends, it has, like, a big Xbox 360 made of ice.
Nice.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it's free. You know, it's cool. According to a report on Joystick, the UGO Entertainment Network are in talks with Ziff Davis with an eye towards purchasing the 1UP Network. EA boss John Riccitiello has strongly hinted that Star Wars The Old Republic will be microtransaction-based instead of paying a monthly fee. So you could play it without ever buying anything, but you'd never have any good shit.
There you go.
I think that's actually probably, I don't know, maybe the better of the two evils.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't like the concept of instead of earning items via playing well in-game, you can just buy them and instantly get an advantage over other people.
Well, here's a very interesting thing that popped up this week. Disney Chief Financial Officer Tom Staggs let slip that the company could bid for a video game publisher.
Hmm.
The Wall Street Journal thinks EA could be that company.
Wow.
EA being bought by
Disney? You
want to
talk about an evil empire.
Jeez.
Disney?
No, I mean Disney EA Sport or EA merger. Would just be...
Well, considering Disney owns ESPN and, like, ABC, oh, my God. Dude, that's the end of the world right
that's
there.
That's like the axis of evil.
It is. Microsoft has confirmed that the Fable 2 Not Whole Island DLC pack will arrive on December 22nd, 2008.
I really need to play that game again.
Aaron Greenberg, product manager for Xbox 360, said the company has built a lot of infrastructure this time to avoid any crash during the holiday season.
So let's hope.
Here's Epic boss Mark Raynon.
Mark Raynon.
Oh, wait, there's supposed to be a space there. Mark Rain on the Gears of War 3 rumor. Total nonsense. Sure it is. Sure, Mark. We won't believe you.
Yeah, sure, you guys aren't working on a sequel to your biggest franchise.
See, I think I left the part. It's the 5-player co-op.
Oh, gotcha.
It's total nonsense.
Ah,
sorry. Nonsense. It's actually going to be 6-player co-op.
As we mentioned, the Street Fighter 2 Sackboy costumes are up, but so is the Santa costume, which is freaking awesome. Nice. If he had a beard, that'd be great. I don't think he has a beard, though. I downloaded it. I haven't toyed around with it yet. Sony is expanding the world of PSN puzzler Echo Chrome once again with a new patch that not only adds trophy support, but also unlocks 1,000 user-generated levels of free-form play.
There you go.
Nice. This news comes from Kotaku. The day World of Warcraft fans have been dreaming about is finally here. Now players are able to pay I'm sure they've been dreaming about paying $15 to change their character's face, hair color, skin color, and most importantly, sex. You got to pay to do that?
There you go.
I guess.
That's just retarded.
Indeed.
Yeah. Once again, Blizzard is another company rolling in their Scrooge McDuck vault.
Yeah, and you know Activision is rolling in that money now,
right,
too.
Yeah.
The Spanish language print version of EGM has seen its last issue.
Oh.
According to the magazine's editorial director,
hasta luego,
Adrian Carvajal, he uses the uncertain...
Adrian.
I would call it Adrian. It's fucking more... Uh-huh. That's more... Yeah, that's good. He cites the uncertainty over the English language version's fate as the cause for closure. Is there going to be any game magazines left? But
probably
Game Informer?
Not. Just Game Informer.
Game
just
Informer.
Like there's only games, though, pretty much.
Yeah, I guess so. According to Kotaku, speaking with GameIndustry.biz, the Lionhead boss got surprisingly lippy about his dream of seeing Fable 2 become a wholly digital download for the 360. Says, and I quote, "I think it would be a great thing for the studio to work on," he told them. Interestingly, rather than play it cool, he immediately followed that up with, quote, "I can't say anything else on it. I would be killed to death."
That is awesome.
Whoa.
I would be killed to death.
According to reports from the newest issue of Nintendo Power... Is this like a separate
news
editor?
Oh, shit, I did it again.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Way to go, news editor.
According to reports from the news issue, Nintendo Power, Ubisoft will be publishing a new four-player fighting game based on the Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And it's supposedly being worked on by former Team Ninja staffers and folks who worked on Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Now, that's a clash up of goodness there.
Heroes in a half shell.
Turtle Power. EA and Double Fine have announced that they've signed an exclusive publishing agreement that will bring the highly anticipated Rock Adventure Brutal Legend to gamers.
Yay!
No, wait. Did you really use highly anticipated?
Hey,
yes.
It's highly anticipated by me, which means it's highly anticipated.
But highly anticipated would mean like a lot of people are waiting on it. And 99% of people are going to look at this and go, is this the Jack Black game?
I'm all about it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not saying it's not going to be good.
I still think they should have made Psychonauts 2 instead, but he doesn't like to make
Psychonauts.
Sequels. Hey, fuck you.
Rockstar's announced a South Central upgrade map for Midnight Club LA.
South Central.
The DLC will be available next year.
South
and
Central does it like nobody does.
And it's free. Infinity Ward comms boss Rob Bowling has told Xbox.com forum that there's going to be no more content for COD4.
So there you go. Believe it.
Hideo Kojima visited with Infinity Ward, Treyarch, and the Guerrilla Games.
Hmm.
The rumor on why he did this is because he wanted to learn about first-person shooters.
Those would be the people to ask.
Yep.
I'm not going to say it. Wouldn't go talk to somebody. It's only made one.
Wow. Listen to you.
Anyway. And here are the top 10 games from NPD for November. Gears of War 2. I just think I spit on the monitor. Gears of War 2 for the 360 sold 1.56 million.
Also known as a half a million less than the Wii system itself.
Indeed. Call of Duty World at War for the 360 sold 1.41 million. Hello, Wii Play. Best-selling game of all time. 796,000 more units. Wii Fit sold 697,000 because that's all there were. Mario Kart, back on the list, 637,000. Call of Duty World at War for the PS3 at $597. Guitar Hero finally shows up on the list, but for the Wii at $475,000. Left 4 Dead shows up for the 360 at $410. Resistance 2 pops on the list at $385. And sadly, Wii Music made the top 10 with 297,000 units.
I gotta say, reading that list, I can't express to you how incredibly disappointed I am that Little Big Planet's not on that list.
Yeah.
That Little Big Planet did not make it.
I can't express to you how disappointed I am in the gaming populace that game didn't make it into the top 10.
But Wii Music, Wii Fit, and
right.
Wii Play all did.
Exactly.
But Mario Kart did.
That's true.
So there's some glimmer of hope
it
in this world.
It just pisses me off that a game as good as Little Big Planet sells not well enough to get into the top 10. But at least Resistance 2 made it into the top 10.
And I'm happy Left 4 Dead made
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to some questions, which woo-hoo. this question right here totally sums up what all of our listeners have probably been thinking for a while.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of Z's, and he says, ha-ha, what? Holy shit, it's finally my turn. Wow, I never thought it would be my turn again.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, here I go. What it do, N4G crew, shot caller here and awake with some cues for you. And away we go. What is the perfect evening for y'all?
Just hanging out at my house, watching TV with the wife. pretty much.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Let me see here. The perfect evening would obviously be an evening where I don't have to worry about going to work.
To work, yeah. That's the truth.
An evening that I just purchased a newly anticipated title that I wanted for a long time and started playing it.
And some KY jelly.
Some KY jelly.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Can't get enough of Yola Bay.
Maybe a really, really good dinner.
Long walk on the beach.
With
your game and KY jelly?
A brand new movie that just came out. And
let's stay together.
And to top it off.
And
loving you well.
When I would go to sleep, I would just sleep. Sleep would come quick. Yes.
Sleep come quick.
And
that sounds like it could be a Keanu Reeves movie.
And whoa.
Sleep come quick.
Yes.
Whoa. You can't even whoa.
I don't know whoa to that.
Whoa.
That's out of my jacket.
So what's your perfect evening, Zero?
Oh, man, my perfect evening is when I know my ass doesn't have to go to work the next day.
Yeah. That's a good evening.
And other than that, regardless of what I'm doing, it's cool. I can kick back and play games, or I can sit down and play cards or some board games with the wife. I can watch a movie. I mean, I'm just a kosher guy. I don't like to go out of the house. So as long as I'm not out of the house, I'm cool.
There you go.
I'm a social deviant.
Yeah, I agree.
Way to go.
You like to hang around, watch movies, and play cards with Ken's wife?
Well, we need to talk.
I don't like leaving the house, so a movie, some like food at my side. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the news. Yeah, that's my
problem. Like some fried chicken. Got a little bit of that fried chicken to the side.
What non-gaming thing are you a fanboy in?
What?
He says he's a vagina fanboy. Damn, Brian Peterson.
Yeah. What non-gaming thing are you a fanboy in?
I'm a baseball fanboy. That's for sure.
I'm definitely a football fanboy.
Yeah, football.
Football!
I watch every game.
Every
I don't care.
Game! You don't care!
I don't care. I watch them all.
Watch them all!
Let's see. I'm into.
You know, I like bowling.
I'm kind of a bowling fanboy too.
I'm into comic books, science fiction movies.
Yeah, I'm kind of a Marvel fanboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a DC fanboy. What's up?
Yeah. I'm into DC and Vertigo and Dark Horse.
Vertigo?
And
are they even in existence still?
Who?
Vertigo.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello. Yeah.
I'm also a Texas country music fanboy. Shut up. Fuck you and your three-chord punk.
And every once in a while...
Yeah, don't start.
Every once in a great blue moon, I might dabble into some anime.
Blue moon.
Or manga.
Blue moon.
What?
Going down.
It's not on yet,
I wouldn't even know what time it was supposed to come on.
Please quit fighting over football in the middle of our podcast.
I also like watching television shows. I like to watch Smallville, The Terminator, Sarah Connor Chronicles.
It didn't ask
awesome.
You what you like to do in the evening again. This is what
I'm
a kind of fanboy are you?
I am a fanboy.
I'm also kind of an Office fanboy.
Yeah.
The Office is an awesome show.
I'm a Batman fanboy.
Yeah. Batman sweet.
All right. Number three. Everyone go around and name a game that you feel embarrassed for the other person playing.
I feel embarrassed for Zero, who played Jumper and every other shitty-ass game available for the Xbox 360. An open season.
That game was cool. See, I'm going to refuse to answer this question because I know that the repercussions would be quite swift.
Oh, they're all coming at you, buddy.
Yeah.
What?
Come on!
Come on!
You
gotta answer it.
You gotta say it.
I gotta answer it.
You gotta say it, man.
You're betraying our listeners if you don't answer it.
I can't even think of anything off the top of my head.
Oh, listen to him.
He's taking the cheap route. He had something in his mind and he didn't say anything.
Okay, Jumper. There you go.
Why's everybody got to pick on me, man? Fuck y'all.
Because you play shitty games?
I'm embarrassed. Wombat actually played Two Worlds and liked it.
I did play Two Worlds and liked it.
Yeah.
And Two Human and liked it.
Yeah, but I like Two Human.
Oh, that's true.
It was a good game. Two Worlds, not at all.
Forsooth.
Why don't you just say Jumper and get it over with?
No. You, Con.
Okay.
You. Persona 4.
Wow.
You see, I knew that I knew that was going
to
be easy.
Don't you have to play the game before you can be embarrassed for it?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You see, I knew that one. I saw that one coming. That wasn't even a surprise.
Even if you didn't say anything, you were still going to get it, so why did you care?
And if it wasn't Persona 4, it would have been some other...
Final Fantasy.
It would have been some RPG.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, his next question is, what's the best time you ever had?
The best time I've ever had?
I don't think I can talk about that on radio.
Wow. I could sum it up. I'm gonna.
Does it have anything to do with Bow Chicka Woo Woo?
Ask Mrs. Peterson.
Wow.
Oh. Oh. The boogeyman's mom.
Yeah, I can't talk about that on the air. Yeah, I can't.
Was it when you ran around naked?
My wife would kill me.
Oh.
So.
Best time I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know. That's tough.
Every day.
Best time you ever had? I will say this. On an average, it would be the times that I spend with my friends.
Oh,
he's so cute.
Oh, I can't say it. Damn.
I almost threw up.
In my mouth, just a little bit.
Wait, you almost threw up in your mouth?
Take that clip and do something nasty with it.
It's cute.
All right, in your opinion, what would you consider to be a good coming-of-age movie? And by coming-of-age movie, I mean Full Metal Jacket, Porky's, Animal House, etc.
Yeah, you pretty much named them.
Coming-of-age movie.
I am Sam.
Wayne's
what?
World. Wayne's World was kind of a coming-of-age movie for me.
I am Sam.
It was kind of a wake-up call movie. Yeah.
And also,
I'm still stuck on this. I am
Forrest
Sam.
Forrest Gump was a good coming-of-age movie.
Forrest Gump was a very good one.
Yeah, I agree with that one too.
Forrest Gump was a great movie.
The Lord of the Rings: The Story of Frodo Baggins.
No, definitely not.
You came of age to The Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Didn't that just come out like 4-5 years ago?
Who would have ever thought that a little furried foot hobbit would have to accept responsibility for all of Middle Earth?
Yeah, who would have thunk?
Yes.
Who'd have thunk that?
J.R.R. Tolkien, apparently. You're a fuzzy-footed hobbit.
That would be another thing I'm a fanboy of.
Nice. What was the best death scene?
Fuzzy-footed hobbits?
I'm confused. What was the best death scene you've seen in a game?
You know what? You know what my favorite one always was? Was in Tomb Raider 2. And actually the first one, when you would fall off something really high. And then you'd hit and it crack. You could hear the bones crack.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
I've always had enjoyment seeing Spider-Man fall from a high building and splat like a pancake.
I'm also kind of a big fan of the death scenes in Fallout, just because they're so over the top.
Yeah.
I just like the games where you're playing and your character has ragdoll physics, and when he dies, he just kind of falls in like...
Yeah.
Like in Crackdown.
Yeah, like in Crackdown, he just like jello, he falls down.
I like Bethesda games are notorious for this, when someone dies and gets caught on something and they just sit there and flop around.
Yeah. I would say my favorite death scenes in a game, oddly enough...
Here we go.
No More Heroes.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Because when you like...
That's because nobody played that game.
It's so over the top, because when you decapitate a character, like the blood spraying is like an additional 10 feet high.
Nice.
And the character is still screaming.
Nice.
And if you kill a whole bunch of people like that, it's actually pretty funny.
Another good one is in Mortal Kombat 3, when you blow somebody up and they have like 12 rib cages.
Yeah. And six skulls.
Yeah.
Six skulls.
It's amazing.
And three hearts.
All right, this next one should be entertaining, at least for me. Give your best Yo Mama joke.
Oh,
man, I don't know.
I don't even know.
I got that
man.
One. My favorite Yo Mama joke, actually, coincidentally enough, comes from a Burger King commercial, which is kind of sad, but
that
it's
is
my
sad.
Favorite Yo Mama joke of all time, and it's there's only two fat people in the whole world, and your mama's both of them. That's my favorite.
See, my favorite. Why is it always the fat ones are the favorite ones? My favorite one was always from In Living Color when he said, "Your mama's so fat, she sat on a recorder to use a booger out of George Washington's nose."
See, I'm not huge on that one.
You know, that was the only one I could remember.
Really? That you don't just remember your mama's so fat she has to iron her clothes in the driveway?
I like
or
that
if,
one.
If your mama's so fat, she when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
I also like your mama's so fat, she takes a bath at SeaWorld.
Your mama is so fat, when God said, "Let there be light," he told her to get her ass out of the way.
I like that one, too.
Your mama's so fat, her high school photo was an aerial photo.
Those are pretty good.
But you can always go with the white man can't jump one. Your mama's so fat, she fell over, broke her leg, and gravy poured out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I don't have any more. I'm sorry. I'm tapped.
Yeah, you took all mine.
Your mama's so stupid, she think a quarter. No, your mama's so poor, she think a quarterback is a refund. Yeah, your mama's so stupid, they told her it was chilly outside. She went and got a bowl.
Yeah, that's
man, you're on a roll.
I've seen a lot of movies. If you had $1 million, what would you spend it on? Realistically.
Mm. Interesting.
I'd buy a nice little house.
I'd buy a house.
I'd pay off my debt and buy a house. Yeah, how boring is that?
That's he said realistic.
Yeah.
I didn't port a car.
I'd buy a new house, a new car.
See, I'm fine with the car I have. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just need a house.
I wouldn't buy a really expensive car. Just something a little bit nicer.
Well, here's what I always wanted to do. It's going to sound corny probably, but I always wanted to give to charity. So I'd give a nice amount of it to.
You
got to
give some to charity.
Yeah.
If you win $1 million and don't give anything to charity, you ought to get punched in the mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Right in the mouth. Right in the
There are people less fortunate teeth. Than you.
Right in the tip.
And
right in the tip.
Another thing I would do, I would start my own company.
What would you call it?
GamCon.
That's actually a good name. I like that. GamCon.
If you use it, I get royalties, bitch.
Hey, I would employ all of you.
I'm rich, well, bitch. Yeah.
I don't know if I could handle you as my boss.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I could handle GamCon as my boss.
I'd be like, get back to work. Like, no. Okay.
Coming every morning. How's it going?
How's it going?
What's
How's
up?
It going?
It's time to punch out.
Yeah, I think the company that I'd like to start would either be a game development company or a up and coming movie
idea.
Company.
Take that money and just get us back on national air. Get bigger.
Get bigger.
Buy a radio station.
Yes.
Just play us all day long.
Radio.
Yeah. All day every day.
Radio. We're live in the studio.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Fuck your couch.
Suck your couch?
No, I said fuck you.
Oh,
what the hell?
Fuck your couch.
What's with you and the sucking today?
What?
What is the first thing you think of when you think about the guy next to you?
There's no one. Oh, yeah, I guess you're next to me.
Well, since the guy next to me is Gambus Khan, I'm going to say RPGs. That's the first thing
RPGs?
I think about.
Man, I'm such a geek. Man.
It's just what I connect you with.
The guy next to me, I think of the host of this show.
Really? This the one I really need to work on that. When I think about the guy next to me, I think about country music.
Country music. Yeehaw. Yeehaw.
Thanks for giving us some sweet sounds for the Mondays. P.S. I'm sticking to the 10 Qs or less now, so don't worry.
Thank you. That's a big help, seriously.
Next question comes from Mentaro.
Mentaro.
Why am I allergic to peanut butter?
Because that's how God made you.
Because you're weird. Peanut butter is the bomb. He says his giant crab here will thank you.
Can I attack its weak point for massive damage?
Oh, wow. This question's old.
Wow. Yeah. That's old as shit.
Smokey McPot wanted to know what our favorite horror movies were the week of Halloween.
Oh, man.
Almost 2 months ago.
That are not crappy remakes. Mine would easily be Event Horizon, period.
Ooh.
And mine would be the head-turning film, The Exorcist.
awesome. I don't really like horror movies, so I don't really have one.
I watch a lot of horror movies. I don't really have one either. I would have to see either, say, Event Horizon or... I'll go with that.
Also like the Italian director Dario Argento's films, such as Suspiria, which is a really good movie.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
It has to do with witches.
Actually.
The Eastwick?
No. And it's actually really
witches. Sorry.
It's actually really scary, and I like his movies because he's got this weird use of color where whole scenes would take place in red lighting, and it gives this overall sense of dread.
It would make me feel like I was a cheeseburger at a fast food restaurant.
It does, sitting under
the heat lamp.
It would make me feel I was stuck in a bowl of jelly.
There's a scene in Suspiria where the main character she's in an airport, and the lighting in the entire airport is like this red tint.
I ain't fucking going to that airport.
And
fuck that.
It is. It just makes you feel uncomfortable.
Welcome to your sure to die airport.
And also in his movies, he uses this rock group called the Goblins as the soundtrack.
Ass Goblins?
No, it's just called the Goblins, and they do the music for a lot of his movies. And the music is really haunting. It's like rock meets like piano meets synthesizer, and it's really unsettling music
from the Goblins.
But at the same time, the music has this really cool. It's like cool but scary at the same time.
Your mom's a goblin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But besides The Exorcist, I like Dario Argento movies, and he's Italian.
Yes, he is. Very good.
Yes.
Evil Dead.
Kind of like Killer Wolverine.
Evil Dead?
Evil Dead.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there. Yeah.
All right. And what next set of questions comes from Cryus. He says, in what year do you think Capcom will release Devil May Cry 5?
2012.
2010.
I said 2011.
10, 11, 12? Are you going for 13?
10 or 11. I think 12 would be too far.
Well, I'm sticking with it.
Collector's editions and limited editions of games are a big ripoff.
Uh-huh.
The last game that it was worth the money of the price would be Soul Calibur 4 Premium Edition. Art books are unnecessary. In most cases, they are very small and only a few of them have pretty pictures.
I agree to a point.
Figurines are 50-50. Some of them, like the Bioshock or Fallout 3, are nice and will cost you a lot more in the future, but another half just looks like crap.
Agreed.
Yeah. Game soundtracks are a nice bonus if you like to listen to game music, but nowadays everybody just downloads and shares the songs on the internet. So again, no gain. Making of DVDs are boring.
Not always.
Some people could find it interesting if you really want to. You can catch these videos on YouTube or just download them.
True.
The last thing is game cases. A few of them have already nice artwork, like Devil May Cry 4, but most of them are the same as the standard edition. So I ask, do you agree or disagree that collector's edition, special, ultra, limited editions are big ripoffs, or do you think otherwise? What kind of standard edition, what kind of not standard edition of games have you bought?
Well, it kind of,
for the most part, I agree.
Yeah, I don't buy a lot of collector's editions. The big catch for me is when there's extra content.
Right.
Like Lost Planet with the extra map or Fable with the extra armor.
I do think that the Street Fighter collection sounds like it's going to be awesome.
That's how you make a collector's edition.
The Fallout collector's edition I should have bought, but I didn't because it was really cool.
Here's what I like. Persona 4. Get this. The art book was free for pre-ordering. And the game itself already came with a soundtrack. So
it's pretty cool.
There wasn't any need for a limited edition. It just comes with the game. I think that's the best thing.
I do like the BioShock figure. I've got that at work.
Yeah, the BioShock figure. Yeah, I got that too. That's pretty sweet.
You know what's really funny is this next question he asks. We just answered it earlier, at least you and I did. From a standpoint of now, name your three games of 2009 that you are most excited about.
There you go. Look at that.
2009.
I say Uncharted 2, Resident Evil 5, and Street Fighter 4.
I say Street Fighter 4, Killzone 2, and Uncharted 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I would say Street Fighter 4. That's universal.
Crap. Yeah. I didn't realize that was coming out in 2009.
I can't really say what the other two most anticipated. There's a lot of games. There's a lot of games that I'm anticipating. But in terms of top three, I don't have a top three. I just have a top one, and that'd be Street Fighter IV. But yeah.
What do you think, Killer Wolverine?
Resident Evil 5, Uncharted 2, and I kind of want to see Prototype.
I'd like to see Prototype,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Infamous could be awesome.
Infamous is another one I want to see.
Before they announced Uncharted 2, my top three would have included Infamous. Well,
2009 has a chance to be even greater, a greater year for gaming than 2008.
It does have a chance.
But what about 2010? It's really hard to imagine more than a few good games in that time. Do you think that before 8th-gen consoles, there's going to be a short pause in gaming for AAA titles?
No.
No. The AAA will keep coming.
Yeah. I mean, every year there's going to be big blockbuster hits. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think 2010 probably has just as much potential as 2009, but obviously we don't know any specifics. With the gaming industry booming like it is now, every year is going to be loaded.
All right. Do you think digital distribution of video games will take over in 2015?
Yes.
I have no idea.
No.
I think so.
No.
You might not want it, but I think by 2015, it'll be
6 years.
I will give you the perfect argument of why it won't.
Why?
Because the Wii is going to change the industry of this generation, and the people that bought Wiis do not download digital games.
Yeah, but who says the people who bought the Wii will be around for the next generation, let alone 2015?
They will be, and they'll be caught up with everybody else in terms of networking.
I don't think it'll take over. I think there'll be a lot more of it. I don't think it'll take over. I don't think it'll take over for a long, long time.
Nope.
I think by 2013, I think it'll be half and half.
No,
I disagree.
That's too soon. I think by 2015?
2015.
I think by 2015 it'll be half and half.
Well,
it won't,
okay.
It won't take over.
I'll put it to you this way. The current economic struggle is going to have a lot to do with it.
No, it won't. Look at how many they're selling. Look how many games they're selling.
Dude, it is going to affect it. Mm. It will.
No, I don't agree.
I think it will affect it in 2009. In 2010.
What's the difference between buying a game online and buying a game in the store? They're the same price.
Well, if it's online...
That's why I don't understand your economic argument.
It's got the potential to be cheaper.
How? They're not yet.
They won't be.
What? Downloadable games?
They're not cheaper than... SOCOM costs the same online as it does in the store.
Yeah.
We're talking about the same game on both formats. We're not talking about, you know, a cheap-ass Xbox Live Arcade game versus a $60 retail game.
No, what I'm talking about is not a cheap game, but an actual full game that is only exclusively downloadable.
It won't be exclusive.
I've never seen an exclusive downloadable game other than
I'm
talking in the next like 3 years.
Well, I think that would just be stupid anyway. How that happens and
not necessarily. Everybody's online.
You know,
and
a big
thing
from that too is hard drive space.
The thing is, the next gen consoles will have humongous hard drives.
We'll see.
Terabyte drives.
Yeah, we'll see. Nintendo doesn't even put a gig in theirs.
Yeah.
I think the next Xbox will have a terabyte drive.
I don't think it will.
Yeah, it will.
I don't think it will.
But it's still...
We are all arguing over something that we have no idea.
In my opinion, the next Xbox...
Yeah, but we're saying I don't think it will. He's like, yeah. Yeah, bitches.
The next Xbox won't be out for at least another 3 years.
I disagree with that.
Because... There's still a lot of potential in the hardware, and
there's always potential in the hardware.
There is. I agree with that. And on top of that, you got to figure now nowadays games take millions, like $20-30 million to make, and going through this economic trouble, I think that the next gen will be out of the box slower than usual.
We can't say that. I mean, we're in a crunch right now, but who's to say it won't pick up?
Things can change a lot in 2 years.
I think it will pick up in about another 2 years, just in time for the third year from now when the new gen systems come out.
Yeah, but you don't think about the backlash. You got to think this economic time now is going to affect what happens in 2 years. They're just going to start in 2 years of going back up.
Yeah.
So they're not going to jump straight into digital distribution. And do you realize that how much money they would have to pay to put every single game they have available online for bandwidth?
Mm-hmm. No, not every single game, but it will start off with selected titles. Like if you want to buy Street Fighter V, it's a downloadable only game for $30.
I don't see that.
Don't see that happening.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't see it.
I see something like that happening by.
As an option, it's already happening now. So I imagine it will probably become more prevalent, but I don't think it will take
and
over.
And like I said, in 2015, I think that's what he said again, we'll see a rise of it more. It won't take over. It won't take over.
I think by 2015, people who are remotely interested in gaming will have broadband internet. It'll be normal.
That's well and good, but it doesn't make it any less true that it won't.
Not to mention that we also have this threat of the telecommunications industry talking about putting cap limits on our downloads. Mm-hmm. So couple that with downloadable games, that market's going to flop.
Yeah, and, you know, we can sit here and speculate. It's 2015. But that's a good six years
But what
off.
Would the cap be? A 1 gigabyte game?
Look, we don't know. We don't know. It's 6 years off.
Yeah. I forget what the numbers were, but it was ridiculous of what you get capped at.
Also have another theory about the next gen consoles. They're not going to be above $400.
We'll see.
We'll see about that.
We shall see.
We shall definitely see about that.
And that's a thing. We'll see. I mean, 2015 is a ways off, so we'll see.
We'll already be into the third generation of the next Xbox games by 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because it's coming out in 2010.
I agree. Yeah.
I think 2010 would probably be the earliest that it should even come out without it being a complete and utter failure.
It's going to come out in 2010.
It'll be 2010.
That's 5 years after the launch of the original Xbox 360.
But things are different now. Instead of 4 or 5 year time of a console cycles, because of the escalation of technology, are going to become much longer.
I disagree. I think because of the escalation of technology, console life cycles should probably become shorter rather than longer.
They'll become...
But hardware advances so much quicker than software.
Right. And that's why we'll see systems come out sooner than later.
But the software still has to catch up with the hardware. I don't know. I'm just really opinionated.
You don't have to use the latest hardware for games. You don't.
Exactly. Nintendo and the Wii has taught us is that with less, we could have more.
We'll see systems coming out sooner and not taking advantage of the power until later.
So question number six.
Yeah, okay. Question number six. What's your three favorite video game protagonists, man or woman, from 2005 to 2009?
Man.
I don't really know the answer. Nathan Drake, Solid Snake. Do you think that rhymes with ache? I'm not a big character guy. I mean, I like Solid Snake. I thought Nathan Drake was a cool character. I don't know.
I think the Gears bunch is cool. Nathan Drake's cool.
And I like the Gears characters. Yeah.
Does it have to be the main protagonist?
No.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Nathan Drake, Rex from Mass Effect, and
Sackboy.
Who can be my last protagonist?
Protractinist?
You know who I really actually liked, and it's a shame his game was sort of broken, was Altair.
I didn't really care about him.
Interesting.
He
definitely looks cool.
Yeah.
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 I will say this. It's definitely...
Yeah. Oh, I love The Apprentice. That's the other one I like.
Yes. Cool.
I love The Apprentice.
Yes, The Apprentice is awesome. I would say The Apprentice would be one of them. And also like Cole from the Gears of War games.
Coltrane!
Because he's awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's hard to say.
I like the Commander Shepard from Mass Effect 2, but
they made a sequel?
Yeah, I mean, in Mass Effect as well, but he He's sort of created by the character, so that doesn't really count. Or created by the player. So.
All right, we're going to move on to the next question, and this one's fun. This one's going to be fun. This comes from M. Jones, 1994. Yo, podcast crew, all these questions are, he spelled like you.
Shut up.
Open to anyone. Which fanboys are the worst, PS3 or 360?
All of them.
They both
fanboys suck.
They're both irritating as piss.
Yes.
Actually, the worst fanboy is probably Nintendo fanboy.
Yeah.
Because they don't hang on our forums.
No, we don't have any Nintendo fanboys.
What they're doing is they're operating on secret forums, conspiring to take over the world.
They're conspiring.
Wow.
They're in this,
what?
Like, yeah. They're in like this little secret bunker.
Yeah, they're a secret society that they meet up in back alleys.
Doesn't your system need to get online before you can take over the world?
That's why they need. That's why they.
That's why they need to meet.
They meet in back alleys.
Yeah, they can't just meet on Xbox Live or PSN.
They can't use Home to converse.
Yeah,
plant strategies in their apartment.
They have secret handshakes and rituals.
I have a secret dance in Home.
It's a secret dance.
It's a secret dance.
Is it the safety dance?
It's the safety dance.
It's the safety dance. It's called the sausage.
You can dance if you want to.
It's called the sausage polka.
You can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance.
And if they don't dance, then no friend of mine.
It's called Look what you started.
The sausage polka.
The sausage polka.
All right. Which shooter should I buy on PS3?
Resistance 2.
No.
Shooter. Resistance 2, Killzone.
Call of Duty World at War.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Fallout.
He can't buy Killzone.
That's not out yet.
Fallout's kind of a shooter.
Kind of.
It's not really a shooter. You argued that against me last week.
It's Oblivion with guns.
I didn't say it was a shooter totally, but it's got shooter elements.
Yeah, but he wants a shooter.
Yeah.
I would
Resistance 2.
I would say Call of Duty.
Call of Duty or Resistance.
I'd say those two sound pretty good.
Would you pay for PSN if it was the same price of Xbox Live?
Not right now.
Heck no.
because I think we are all of the opinion on this podcast, despite what other people may say, we are all of the opinion that PSN is a step behind Xbox Live.
Yeah. Well, the only reason that I wouldn't pay for it personally is not because of its functionality. It's because that I don't use it as much.
Yeah.
That would be my only reason, because I play everything on the 360. It's not that I don't think it's worth for its functionality, because it does. If I had to pay to play online and all I had was a PS3, I would pay for it.
What would be the most that you'd be willing to pay?
For PSN right now, much as I play online, dude, I would sporadically buy month cards or something.
Yeah.
Because I don't play online on the PS3 that much. And I mean, it may change if I get into SOCOM or if I get back into Warhawk or if Resistance Online is really good. But right now, it'd just be money that I would be wasting because I don't play on there that much.
Yeah. Until things become more mainstream on the PSN, I don't see me paying for it.
But you see, once it does become more mainstream, then they'll make you pay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see about
that. His last question is the easiest question on the planet. Who could grow a beard the fastest?
God.
Oh, the con.
This motherfucker has to shave every 3 hours. What are you talking about?
Every 3 minutes.
Every 3 minutes. Raw. I'm like a human chia pet.
He's like a Sasquatch.
Yes.
And I think Zero could probably grow a beard the slowest.
No, I do.
That's very, very true. Untrue.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, you think it's you?
Yeah, I know it's me. I can't grow a beard.
Yeah, it takes you like, what, 5 months?
Five. I haven't grown one in fucking 27 years.
You got a little bit of that chin hair going on.
Chin pubes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got enough time for one more thing. This comes from the Halo Fiend. N4G announcer guy, after making 30 silver doubloons every week, what do you spend it on?
Well, I spend it on only the finest things. Spend it on great scotch. I spend it on cigars from the Isle of Cuba and Asian hookers. There's your answer.
That's well spent.
Now get
your fucking nose out of my finances.
All right. Now this one's interesting. Crew minus Wombat.
Ooh.
Give your best impression of the N4G announcer guy and your own brought to you by segment.
I'm not that clever.
Go ahead, Gambus.
Brought to you by Bologna Sandwich.
Eat it plain or eat it with ketchup. Now your host, Zero Tolerance. I don't know.
That's like Bizarro announcing.
I know. What the hell is that? I got one just for you. Brought to you by Rockman. Now with less rock and more country. And now your host, Wombat.
Shut your mouth. Come on, Killer.
Come
Wolverine.
On, you got to do it.
You got to do
have
it.
One. I honestly don't have one.
Just
well,
make
then
something
just
up.
Make something up. Just say, Jesus. Say, brought to you by video games, bringing out the worst in people since 1982.
Nah.
Oh.
I'm going to ruin this party.
Man, you ruined my party.
You're terrible.
Killer Wolverine, how do you rate Gears of War 2?
Awesome.
There you go.
That's an awesome out of 10.
Do each of the crew own an arcade stick?
No.
Yes.
I do.
Yes, I do.
I have a really sweet-ass Street Holy Fighter shit. Udon.
Yeah, I have that one, too.
The Udon
I have
stick.
I have that. I have a Dreamcast stick. I have a Dead or Alive stick for my Xbox, and I also have the NES Advantage.
Nice.
So take that.
So I'm the only one who doesn't have it.
Yes, you are.
I got a Hori Arcade Virtual Fighter stick for 360.
All right. Zero, are you excited? He said, is you excited for Street Fighter 4 coming out? And you damn straight.
Heck
I
yeah.
is excited. There you go.
Awesome.
Gambus, since you love video game music as much as I do, what are your favorite music to listen to?
My favorite music to listen to? Oh, that just depends on the mood. Sometimes I'm into electronica. Here's the thing. I realize now why I love like video game music from like the 80s and the early 90s. And I realized this when I was reading an interview in a magazine with I think it was the music writer for Persona. He's influenced by classic rock. And that's like the two like couple of the main types of music I love listening to.
It's
I love
been such a long time.
I love classic rock, and I love
Boss
video game music.
Boss is the greatest band ever.
Oh, my God! So
482.
And the thing is, they have to do with each other, because my three favorite genres would be electronica, classic rock, and video game music. And video game music, especially during the 80s and 90s, their inspiration was electronica and classic rock, or a mixture of at the same time. So, I mean, basically, my three types of music, they kind of work in conjunction with each other. It's kind of like a puzzle.
There is one thing about video games and music that go together, and there's one statement you need to know about that.
What's that?
That you don't need no instructions to know how to rock.
That's the truth.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What's the best video game music to make love to?
To make love to?
To make love. Is it like Mega Man where you get all sporadic and like...
Let me think.
That's when you climax, right?
I wouldn't say Mega Man. I wouldn't say Mega Man.
This podcast will be brought to you by Gambus Khan's fucking stories. You have five days to listen to him. He's got the fucking stories.
You see, I don't know.
That's awesome. That's how we end this song.
Something with bass guitar. something with a lot of bass. Yeah.
Sweet.
I would actually say... Maybe some Sega
Rock
Genesis.
There you go. There you go. Do that again. That was pretty good.
Gambus Khan's brand. Shut the fuck up already.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
I think certain upbeat Sega Genesis music.
I've been trying to get out a word for five fucking years over here. God damn.
Because the Sega Genesis, you know, has a distinct sound to it, you know.
What I was going to say is we had time for that one short question, but not fucking anymore.
Well, you want to do that? You want to do the short
question? It's really short. Really.
Hey, I got it. I got it.
I unplugged my headset.
I got it. The ultimate music for having sex in a video game would be Phantasy Star Online in the lobby. Because it has that cool, like, laid-back music.
Oh, that's awesome.
It kind of has a little bit of the it's like electronica meets R&B. Kind of has that little R&B kind of sound to
I'll
it.
Tell you what
like
the best
laid back,
would be.
You know, that'd be good.
Would be good.
No.
You know,
if you listen to that music.
Seriously, the best music for making love would be Metal Gear Solid. It'd be so epic.
Here's one. Here. Do your Meteos impression real quick.
My Meteos impression?
You know, the
Luminous.
Luminous.
I'm sorry, Luminous. Do it, do it.
Oh, oots, oots, oots.
That, right there. Right there. That's baby making music right there.
Everybody dance now.
There you go.
Holy shit, what the fuck?
I ain't got time for no more questions.
Oh, we fucked this whole thing up at the end.
Fuck that shit. See, I threw the monkey wrench in.
Yeah. Oh, we have time for that one
Dorothy
last one.
No,
that is really easy.
Well, you want me to answer this last question from the American Psycho?
We need
Psycho.
To dig through as many fucking questions as we can.
American
so
Psycho 08 says, for the achievement horror, what was the worst game you sat through for achievements? It's called Jumper.
Yes, I agree.
What are some of the easiest achievements in games that you can recall? Press
Seen
start.
It. Yeah.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Seen it has a lot of.
And also Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, you get
10
achievement points, and it's like starting the adventure.
Yeah, I got one for finishing a cutscene.
Right.
It gave me an achievement for that. I'm like, sweet.
In Avatar, the first Avatar game.
Yes. The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
This is like the easiest achievements on the planet.
The only game I think I have a full 1,000 achievement points in, honestly, is Fight Night Round 3.
Yeah.
Fight Nights were very easy. NFL Madden, NFL 06, score a touchdown, you get like 100 points or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The King Kong video game.
That one, all you had to do was play through it. You got all, what, 9 of them?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or the NBA 2K.
Yeah.
The first one, there was 5 achievements.
Yeah.
Literally 5 achievements. NHL was the same way, and so was MLB.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They each had 5.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Indeed.
There you go.
Indeed. There you go.
There you go.
All right. That wraps me up. We're done. GammasCon's going to make love to some fucking video game music when he goes home. So, well, why don't you do that again? Cause
okay.
That fucked up.
Yeah, that did. That did. I was too anxious.
Do it.
Okay.
He shot off too early.
I prematured Bagot.
That's what you get for talking about having sex to video game music.
Yeah. Okay, here it goes.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we bend the shade. In our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer to pray for the other one. At Christmas time, it's hard to
got issues, dude.
Get back here, Margaret! Make me some bacon and eggs, woman!
Meow.
Smack you in the face.
I'll tell you I love you with my fist.
How come my white undershirt ain't clean?
Get to the chopper.
They're using the trees.
The trees.
The trees!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's gross. So is that.
I think Gambus is hitting the NyQuil bong again before we get started.
Whoa, dude. Whoa. I was smoking the other day, and I was like... never mind.
Yeah, that was the weak sauce.
That was.
People are going to start thinking that we actually use drugs before the podcast.
I thought they already thought we used drugs.
Yeah, they probably do.
Whoa. Man, your voice changed for that one.
Yeah, you like that?
No.
That's really kind of gross.
That is creepy. That is creepy, dude. Man. I thought there was like a troll in here or something.
No, those are all on the forums. Or on the main page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I can see myself in your Master Chief.
Wow. Just... Nice to know you're looking into my Master Chief.
Your helmet is so shiny.
I know.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
You like? Would you like to shine my helmet?
No thanks.
Oh,
it's
God.
Shiny enough.
Oh. Plop. Oh, Jesus.
That was a nice little song there.
Plop. Plop. His hole. Plop his hole in the his hole. I think everything's good.
Your grandma.
Your grandma is good.
Man, I feel like I'm very loud.
You are very loud. That's why I was checking my level. I'm like, why am I so damn
I feel like,
quiet?
Let me move it away a little bit. Is that better?
Oh, man.
Am I loud?
How
about you?
I don't know.
Oh, are you about done with that thing?
You've been sucking on that for about 2 hours.
He's either really good or really bad.
You know how to tease a man, apparently.
You know how to work that Java monster.
That's nasty. Oh, Peter. That's nasty.
It's nasty. Oh, my God. That was not me.
I know.
That was not me.
That was gross. That's what that was.
That was your grandma.
Meow.
Who did that?
That was your cat.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. All
right. We got enough.
All right. Let's cut this bullshit off.